This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Ryan Rauschenberger, the tax commissioner for North Dakota.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.
My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, thanks you for another amazing summer. As we gear up for fall, Sample Auto Sales invites you to stop in and see their selection of back-to-school or back-to-work vehicles, work trucks, light and heavy-duty, plus cars, SUVs, minivans, and more. As always, see most of their inventory online at sampleautosales.com. Call them up, 701-573-7875, or stop in and drink their coffee. Sample Auto Sales really appreciates your patronage.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with the North Dakota Tax Commissioner, Ryan Rauschenberger. Are we doing okay tax-wise, revenue-wise, you know?
Well, that's an interesting question. Tax-wise, you know, we're still collecting about $131 million a month, the last month that we had, in oil and gas taxes. So just the tax on oil and gas was $131 million a month, even though we have oil trading in the mid-40s when that production occurred. So in many respects, we're still holding pretty strong. The fact that we've got 65 rigs, we're still, you know, just below 1.2 million barrels per day. Lynn Helms from the oil and gas division just reported that we dropped from 1.2 to 1.18 million barrels per day. But we are still one of the few plays that's been holding production pretty steadily throughout this downturn in prices. So we've been lucky on that side, on the production side, that's been holding steady. But we have seen some weakening in our sales tax, which Office of Management Budget has talked about compared to forecast. We have not been meeting our mark quite on sales tax.
To listen to the full-length interview with Ryan Rauschenberger, the North Dakota Tax Commissioner, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield Reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors, radio affiliates, online news services, and other media distribution points, as well as Sample Auto Sales out of Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com. And Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Visit kidsincapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies with the Mondak Oilfield Review. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.